I need a beer.
One here is the spiked and the 20%. So, all right. Cheers.
Cheers. I like it.
That will warm you up in the these cooler months out there. You want to warm
it's
up.
Doing its thing right now.
Yep.
The holidays are here, and it's time to raise a high-gravity toast. Roadhouse and Bum Wine Bob kick off the high-gravity holiday season with a powerhouse lineup that'll get you feeling festive fast. Grab a drink, watch, and subscribe.
All right. This is Bum Wine Bob welcoming you to an all-new edition of that on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps, where we bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, bum wine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 12,000 subscribers and counting at the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Cheap booze, cheap food, old school clips. We have it all covered here for you guys on the YouTube page. So do us a solid. Hit that subscribe button. Doesn't cost a thing to subscribe to the YouTube channel. And hopefully everybody out there had a nice Loco-ween after we celebrated last week with some of the new Four Loko pregame here. I got here the Tropic Thunder a little bit left here, which it says right here, cap open, pregame now, cap closed, pregame later. So let's get us started the right way and take a little sip. That's what you can save. You can save it for later here. So, cheers. Oh, yeah, there we go. Now we're cooking. That will get us started here with the Four Loko pregame. If you haven't checked out our Loco-ween festivities, check it out in the archives on the YouTube channel. Check out the clips. And if you can find some of the new Four Loko pregame in your area, give it a shot. You can have some now and save the rest for later. So let's get into it. Loco-ween season is over. That means the holiday season is upon us now, as we have now hit the month of November. So to help us ring in the holiday season is Mr. Malt Liquor himself. Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
Great, man. Great. You know, it's a perfect example of why it's called pregame.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting that up right before we get into this big, big show.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to what we're doing tonight.
Just get that little bit to flow through there. And, you know, I'm gonna take another little swig there. You know, as I said last week, I am pleasantly surprised with the taste of these.
Yes.
At least this one. I mean, I've only had both of us. We had two different ones. You had the blue raspberry, and I got the Tropic Thunder over here. So then your so regular standard
Loco. Interesting with the blue ras. It did taste a whole lot better than the other blue ras pregame. I finished it off last night, pre-gaming a little bit for bedtime.
Doesn't matter what you want to bring. Oh, you're pre-gaming. Oh, what'd you do last night? I'll go out, you know, going dinner, drinks, whatever.
Yeah.
Bed.
Yeah. It's you want a little,
I was going to say, some people will take some melatonin or,
yes,
or some NyQuil or whatever. just have yourself a little Four Loko pregame. Get yourself a little shot of that out like a light. That's all.
Night
right there. Yeah. But
yeah, it was I stumbled across it in the fridge. I'm like, oh, why not?
Yeah, you know what? There's a little bit left here. Let me just cap this off here and have that there. But yeah, we had some good fun Loco-ween festivities here last week. Thank you to everybody who joined us live for the live stream, or if you checked it out in the archives and had a drink along with us that way. Thank you. We always appreciate that and any other subscribers to the new subscribers to the YouTube channel. We always welcome you with open arms. And as we always said, we always are open to comments and suggestions. If there's anything out there that people want to see us cover here on the podcast, anything booze related or food related, you know, we've now entered that territory after the PBR chili and previously Fruit Loops and beer, or Four Loko, whatever you wanted to mix with your Fruit Loops. We've entered that food market here as well. So anything you guys want to see, you know, leave a comment down below and we'll be happy to cover it here.
Yeah. Kind of picking up where the grocery gamblers left off.
Yeah. That's what, that's what Pete said. Once I put up that video of the PBR chili, he's like, you're getting into the grocery gamblers territory. Just picking up random ass cheap food shelves. It's like, oh, what's this one? Okay, $2.68. All right, perfect. Load it up, and we'll take care we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I was looking the other day, and they had a big display of it at Walmart on the end cap, and I was like, well, where was this like a month ago when we were
talking about it, that you were getting worried you weren't going to find it. You ordered it through the app. Yeah, they said they couldn't fulfill it. It's only going to be partially fulfilled, and you asked for 4 cans, you got 3 cans.
Yeah.
I went to the store originally. It was hidden on the shelf behind the other chilies. Right. And then I went back a few weeks ago, and now it had a big right on the shelf, right in the front now, front and center. So once we cover it, you see, this is what happens, guys. We get the word out there for the people.
And it's a now, solid chili, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna complain about it. I mean, for a canned chili, you can't go wrong with that. So I haven't had any since then, but I think the next trip to Walmart might have to take a little stroll down the chili aisle and pick up a few more cans just to have as reserves for when some days you just want some chili and don't feel like going through the whole process of mixing it up and making it yourself, and you just want to dump out a can and heat it up, and that's perfectly fine. It works out that way too.
We have that other can that's up our sleeve too.
Yeah, we got the beer cheese with potatoes and chorizo, the soup here. So this one too, this will be coming soon.
Yeah,
one of these days. The cheers to Chunky and PBR, right there. So yeah, we're in soup season now. So
definitely,
exactly. Once fall hits. You know, it's going to be soup season now. So if you want to be lazy, don't want to put your own soup together, just pick up a can and heat it up and go from there. So you can't really go wrong with that.
Warms your soul.
Yeah, that's it. Little PBR chili for the soul right there. Chicken soup for the soul or PBR chili for the soul. It works out. Either way, here that now we've hit the fall season. We've gone past Lokoween. Now it seems like it's not months now. It's all steam ahead for Christmas time. That once that switch flips from October 31st to November 1st, there's not much love for Thanksgiving these days anymore. But it's just that big jump to Christmas. But the long run now of the holiday season for just about the next 2 months between Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So what we try to do here is we want to help you get through the holiday season and kind of cope with it the best you can. Everyone knows throughout the time of year, it's good and bad. You know, you have fun, you can get with your friends, family, but there's always those times too when things get a little crazy, a little out of whack, and you kind of need to relax a little bit. So what we're going to try to do here this week is that we brought along a couple beverages to kind of kick off the, as we're calling it, a high gravity holiday season over here. Now, I'll leave it up to you, Roadhouse. We have a couple different things to cover here this week. Where do you want to start off?
Well, it kind of segues from the soup and chili thing and warming your soul. I think we ought to start off with a classic brand of bum wine that people drink to warm their soul. But this one has a new twist.
Yes,
I think you've already covered it.
Yeah,
I finally found it.
Yes, yes. Roadhouse was out there searching a few weeks ago, doing a little of his own little LSD liquor store discoveries, and came across something that, I covered here about probably over a little bit of, over a year or so ago. We covered it because originally I was lucky enough that from being on the Uncle the Podcast with Aaron and Uncle, one of their loyal listeners had gone out and found this and was nice enough to send a bottle to myself and Uncle to try on their podcast. So we tried it there, and then I think I brought it along with us one day after the fact just to kind of talk about it and give it another shot. But since then, it's been sitting in my fridge. I have come across it in a few spots here and there over the past year. But once you found it, I know you were happy to see, because this is the still of finding something new that you've been looking for. So why don't you show the people what we got. And that right there,
the MD-2020 spiked.
MD-2020 spiked.
Big bark, hard bite.
Hard bite, yeah. The MD-2020 spiked here, which came out, I believe it was in like the spring of 2024. MD-2020 started promoting this. And I think another thing that's kind of in limited areas, it's not all over the place. Most stores that have your regular MD-2020, most of them I haven't seen this there either. But this one is special with the in the noting that it is a 20% MD-2020 compared to the regular 13% of the other bottles here, which, if you can see, you probably can't see it here, but it does say behind here on this Orange Jubilee bottle, a 13% alcohol by volume. But these guys here is along the classic lines of the original MD-2020, which was at the 20%. The sweet taste, smooth finish, hard.
They put it big and proud at the top.
Yeah, you see that. So the red grape wine bottled by the 2020 wine company Westfield, New York.
Right on.
Yeah, these are the, and
it's got the dog on it.
Yep, you got the mascot there, the mad dog himself right there. So it's been a while since I cracked this guy open. I had it, and then I had it for safekeeping here. Another one to stay for a special occasion to try out. So you wanna dive
I'm
in?
Ready.
Let's crack this open. Let's get in there.
Yeah.
See what we got here.
Oh, man. Classic smell.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Classic. Yeah, because, I mean, like I said, it's just, there's no fancy flip this one. This is just your red grape wine, similar to the regular red grape wine MD-2020, except this one here is the spiked and the 20%. So, all right. Cheers.
Cheers. like it.
That will warm you up in the these cooler months out there. You want to warm
up. It's doing its thing right now.
Yep. Mm. Yep. The sweet taste, smooth finish, hard bite. Well, and it does. It does have a pretty smooth taste to it. It's not too overpowering with that burning pulsation you'd usually get from a 20% bum.
They are right. It is smooth.
Yeah, smooth and it is sweet. It does have a sweet taste to it. It's like a sweet wine taste. Very similar to the Manischewitz.
Yeah,
we can bring that full circle. Similar to that with the grape wine. For that.
But, I just love that classic grape wine taste.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's nothing fancy about this one, which is kind of interesting. I think that when they brought these out, that they just kept it as just a regular red grape wine flavor.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the rumor on the MD 2020 site said that they had that I think it was the blackberry spiked flavor. The one I was searching for a few months ago when I went to that one store that the finder on the MD 2020 site said that had it. But when I went there, all they had was this one. So I don't know if it's something that they're planning on doing, is expanding the spiked brand to more flavors at that 20%. Which I think would be good, something different than the usual. Maybe get some of the old school flavors back in, or some of those ones that, like, what was that, the habanero?
Lime. Oh, I've got that bottle still out there. Can't believe how excited I was to find that. Like, once again, I found something I ain't heard of. And then, you crushed my excitement by telling me they discontinued it, like, what, 10 years ago?
Hey, but it was still something new for you. I mean, I'm not going to turn anything down
if I come across it. That explains the color that it is right now.
Yeah.
It probably was like a lime green or... but no, mine's that darker tint of brown.
Yeah, I was going to say, day one, it would be that nice, bright green color to it. And then now, after it's been sitting there for years, it's just that dark brown, like, you look at it.
Some things don't age well with time, and I'm not going to find out if that's one of them.
Yeah. But it's always a good thing to find, just like when you found those, I was going to say,
unless we hit, maybe 20K.
Well, we could do that with the we talked and I said it. I broke out one of my empty cans here of the double malt that I have. At 20K, I have one can of double malt sealed, not opened, in the fridge. At 20,000 subscribers, I will crack open the Colt 45 double malt can. So I mean, if you want to crack open that MD 2020, hey, 2020 at 20K, I mean, that's
that's why it's like,
it's fitting.
Just blown away that we're sitting on 12,600 subscribers. It's just humbling how incredible that is.
Yeah, we appreciate all the people that came across. And like I said, whatever brought you to the dance here.
Yeah.
And if you come for the classic clips or funny videos or whatever, and that gets you to hit that subscribe button, stick around. Take a look at the archives and some of the other content that we have here. Yes, we are not... We are not Johnny Carson and Rodney Dangerfield sitting over here shooting back and forth. But if you like,
but we get no respect at the same time. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Well, that's 100% sure. We do not get no respect here. That's one thing that we do have in common with Rodney.
absolutely.
But if you enjoy the bottom shelf and cheap booze and drinking on a budget, then we have you covered over here on the YouTube channel. So tell your friends. That doesn't cost anything to subscribe. And if you do want to, help us out and you want to become a member on the YouTube channel for only $3.99 for $4 a month for just about the price of a 40-ounce, you can become a member, support us and then get some bonus content in the process. I've been putting out some classic unreleased video podcasts that we did a few years ago with Lindsay Ryder and Sarah St. Clair. Those are available on the members only tier for the BWB Booze Hounds on YouTube channel. And then we are still kicking around some ideas of some special bonus features that we will be doing within the next few months. If not then, by the time the new year rolls around, we're going to get some additional content out there for the members. So for $4 a month, I mean, you can spend that on a cup of coffee or a 40 ounce every day. It all it takes is one donation of $4 per month to become a member on the YouTube channel. But if you don't want to, hey, that's fine too. You want to just subscribe and chill out with us, we're happy to have you here with that. And you want to, just bring along your favorite flavor of MD 2020 and sit back and join us here.
Get this rolling.
Yeah,
I'm really, really enjoying this one.
Yeah, it's got an interesting taste to it. It is very sweet, and that does, I think, mask that 20%
very well.
The alcohol on here. Now I could see that. Yeah, it's not very exciting of a taste, but it's drinkable. It's not like your bling bling blue raspberry or your orange jubilee or the banana red or anything like that. It's just a basic wine flavor, just a little bit sweeter and higher ABV.
Yeah. I think, it's perfect, the amount that I've had, and it's starting to, come on, and it's warm, it's good, it's great.
Yeah, you're getting that warm, you're getting that warm fuzzy feeling in there.
Yeah.
You're feeling good.
And it just reminds me kind of like the first time I had MD 2020. Didn't know what to expect and overdid it. I don't think I got sick. I'm pretty sure I didn't. I don't get sick too often on drinking. Usually
just get one of those, just one of those nasty hangovers.
I've had plenty of those. I think a bottle of this would give you that. Cause it is got a lot of sugar in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But
yeah, I was gonna say,
I can tell because my lips are sticking together because of the sugar. It's very sweet and it is smooth. And like you said, it masked that 20% really well, because some of the MD 2020s flavors, there's alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
That follow is and that's one of the things that might turn some people off. Tasting that, but this one here, you pass that around in three or four of your friends, they're not going to complain at all. I like it,
especially with the 750 bottle here.
Yeah, this is shareable.
Yeah, definitely shareable. That's why, I mean, I had it. I mean, I only drank this a couple times. And see, I mean, I only went down that far with it there. I didn't overdo it
on
this at the time. At the sake of saying, okay, I didn't know if I'd find any more of it and just to hold on to it. But I think even with how sweet it is, it's not so much about the alcohol being 20%. It's just how sweet it is that you really don't want to overdo it with it. It's like you take a few swigs here and there. They just get a little bit going there. That's why
my future intentions for this one is it'll be sitting in the fridge. And when I go back for another beer or my second or third beer, take a little pull and put it back. Yeah. That's what the beauty of this one's going to be.
Yeah.
I used to do that with Fireball. And Fireball sneaks up on you and then whoop that ass real quick. Especially when you're drinking out of the big bottle, you know, and you're drinking straight out of it. You just don't know how much you're taking in. So I started buying the little plastic shots, you know, the shorties there. Mm-hmm. And then I could regulate a little better. And not get holy shit face on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. I like it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you found it. I'm glad you came across it in your travels out there. I know you were curious about this one ever since it was originally announced.
Yeah.
And we brought it up, and then I got the one. I tried it out, and you had to just sit there and watch and just be, oh man.
It's a bummer.
But then you find it, you're like, oh shit, okay, finally I got this. You can try it out and see. So that's why I'm curious to see if it sticks around.
I knew I was gonna like it, so I bought two bottles.
Yeah, that was smart.
I mean, all the other flavors of MD 2020 are pretty accessible around me. Something else I've been looking at, I've been wanting to get a bottle of the Wild Irish Rose. You know, I see that big jug of it, and I've always been hesitant to buy it. But I've said it before, I might as well just take the leap and get it.
Yeah, I was just looking again on the MD 2020 site, and it's the MD 2020 spiked black. It was black raspberry is the flavor that they say is available. This one isn't listed on the website anymore. They have the black ras version listed, and that's the one that I was looking for a few months ago. And the one site and the one spot on the Finder said, okay, they have it there. And then when I went there, they did not have it. So be interesting to see. I'll be keep your eyes out for any MD 2020 spiked black Raz, the 20% ABV that delivers intense berry flavor with serious strength.
It's funny. I just put MD 2020 into Bing, and was going to go to their webpage, and actually bumwinebob.com comes up before before their actual webpage.
See, they know. See, people know where to find the. You want the content? We have it here, for you. Over here, and it looks like now, and I was looking too that the cans, you know, the ones we did a few months back, the new little cans, those are now kind of getting more available, because I just did a search on that, and there's a couple places within 10 miles of me now that are showing up with those. Okay. So I know MD 2020 over the past few years, they've been kind of reaching and grabbing, I think, to try to find something to hit on.
Something that'll bite and stick. Yeah,
that will stick around. They had maybe like five, six, 7 years. They had their cans of like the wine fusion cans. Then they had which they still claim they have, the spiked punch cans. With the tangy orange and the pineapple and the blue raspberry, and they coming out with this MD 2020 spiked flavor, and then this year coming out with the Mad Dog by MD 2020, the little can similar to the Buzz Balls. So I think they're out there trying to figure out what will hit on their side, because I mean their social media has been quiet for quite some time now. It's probably been over a year at least, I think, since they posted anything on Instagram. So they've been quiet out there, but the classics still seem to be out there. So as long as the classics are still there, we like to see them out there still.
So doing a search that I'm doing right now, I was going to search MD 2020 wine pairings. And the first thing that came up was a wine expert tastes MD 2020. I'm going to save that one and watch it later. But I was trying to find any place that would like pair it with foods, you know.
There was a picture years ago that I might still have saved, found, where it was like an MD 2020, like a wine and cheese party, but it was like, you know, it was like Ritz crackers and like easy cheese, the spray cheese and stuff. So it was like, so it's like you go to like your wine and cheese, and you got fancy wines, these nice cheeses. And it was like, okay, here's your bum wine and cheese party. And bottles of MD 2020. You had some Ritz crackers, some cans of some easy cheese. Yeah. Just whatever the cheapest shit is that you could find.
Yes.
There, and just load up on that stuff there. So you have your bum wine pairings.
Can of nacho cheese.
There you go. Just like, dip in the...
We're doing fondue.
Yeah.
So if
anybody out there has any favorite pairings for MD 2020, you know, let us know. Leave a comment down there in the comments to say what would you pair your MD 2020 with? What's the perfect food pairing for it? Because it's the holiday season. Some people might show up, you know, with a bottle of MD 2020 to your parties, your gatherings, that's holiday perfect parties. You know,
I just got this mental image of us doing a podcast and we got smoking jackets on. We got our MD 2020. We have our cheese whiz.
Yeah, you got that. You have your platter here. Yeah.
Can opened up with just the metal part of the can standing up. And we're fondueing. Fucking.
See, there you go.
Little music playing in the background.
You got your classical music playing in the background. Just a little bit.
Fake fireplace burning behind us. Oh, what an image. That's awesome.
Yeah, only the best.
Bring that to reality,
though. We could. We could do that out there. So, and we, you never know. That's why you got to stick around. You never know.
Well, smoking jacket would just be a bathrobe I stole from the last hotel I stayed at.
So that's a bathrobe from the Holiday Inn. Okay, hey, whatever. You know, just that white robe, you know, something.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's perfect. You can see all the stains on it of all the cheese that you're dropping and spilling on yourself over there.
Actually have a couple medals pinned to it. Be over exaggerated on our achievements of absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Your own personal achievements. It means nothing to anybody else but you.
Right.
That's the whole thing. It's like
that is
our doesn't own matter persona. For anybody else.
legends in our own mind.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do here. We are the legends that are here of the bottom shelf in the cheap booths.
Well, I'm more excited about this next drink that we have lined up. I'm more excited for what you found versus what I have.
Yeah, well, we said this is the High Gravity Holiday Season Kickoff podcast here this week. And we discussed a few weeks ago, I said I came across in my travels a few new tall boys there. And then Roadhouse in his travels, while, you know, finding the MD 2020, he came across some of the tall boys of the new Colt 45 cans of the original and the High Gravity Colt 45. And I have the tall boy of the High Gravity, the Bull, the Schlitz, right there, the 25 ounce there, a High Gravity brew with tremendous flavor for those who appreciate a full-bodied malt beverage. So at 8.5% there, which I think matches, because I also broke out here, I had one of the old empty cans I had here of Colt 45 High Gravity, so that's 8.5%
as well,
because as you said, these are both the newly brewed Anheuser-Busch, the 25-ounce cans. So these are both under the same umbrella between the Schlitz and the Colt 45. Now, it's been a few years since my last can of the Bull over here. So it's going to be tough to think and compare to the flavor. You know, the difference, as we knew right away, cracking open the new Colt 45, that it wasn't the same flavor as the old one. And that's what anybody who watched the podcast or has said the same exact thing, said it's not the same as the classic Colt 45. It's a beer. It's drinkable. It's not bad by any means. You can drink it. It's just you don't feel the same way anymore with this compared to the classic malt liquor Colt 45.
The taste is different. The delivery is different. You know, everything about it is not, you know, makes me want to divorce my nickname.
I know, Mr. Colt 45.
No, your bull can. The last time I had a Colt 45 High Gravity was a black can and gold lettering. It had the gold horse on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so your can reminds me of the old Colt 45 High Gravity.
Yes. The old High Gravity cans were the black and gold cans with the horseshoe on it.
Yeah.
You know, High Gravity.
No, it's a whole horse.
You're right. Horse. I think you're right. Yeah. I know I got pictures of it from when I had those before they did the whole boring rebranding of the Colt 45.
Why do we know so much about this useless knowledge?
I know. We have the useless knowledge of how a Colt 45 can used to look, and I got pictures to prove it. I got documentation of
here's
a can from 8 years ago of Colt 45 High Gravity with the gold and black with a horse on it.
Yes.
People be like, who gives a shit? We give a shit.
We do.
And and there's like tens and tens of people out there that do have more than that. There's still real to me. Yeah, exactly. People have their passions of everything.
And yes.
We just happen to know this stuff here. So we figured to kick off the holiday season, little High Gravity, because, you know, sometimes you need that little extra. You need that 8.5% when it comes to the holidays. You want to pair this with your turkey, your ham, whatever your poison is, whatever you like there. And what I'm going to do here for, because we are recording this here for Tall Boy Thursday, and this right here will be the NFL Week 10 Tall Boy Thursday treat. So I'm going to get a little behind the scenes here. We're going to take a little video here with this here for Tall Boy Thursday during our pod recording to crack open the bowl, the 8.5%, the new 25-ounce can of the bowl. So I'm going to crack this guy open here, and then we will do the bowl, the Schlitz High Gravity. So there it is, Schlitz High Gravity, and then Colt 45 High Gravity right here. Cheers.
Yeah. Cheers. I snapped me a picture of it too.
Ooh, yeah.
I like it. Once again, I don't see how that picture turned out. Oh, it's good. Good, good, good. Yeah, Tall Boy Thursday.
So what do you think?
Recall the last time for comparison to this time, because it's been a good probably 2017 since I've had a high gravity Colt 45. It's been quite a while.
Did you have any after they changed the can to this one, or
no? Last one I had was a gold can.
Was the gold can okay? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, because I think it was in 2020 when they switched to these style cans for the three of them at the time. I remember the first time I found one, High Gravity, was in 2017. Literally the day I was out searching, I was going to meet Crude when we did the trapping the bottle of Wild Irish Rose, the wild fruit with ginseng at Biggie's at the restaurant. On before going there, I was going down one of the highways and I had some time to kill. So I said, let me pop into some of these liquor stores. And lo and behold, one of them had the Colt 45 High Gravity. And that was the first time I had seen it. So I picked up cans at that time. Then went with Crude. We had cracked open the video is on the YouTube channel. If you check it out, one of the old school, as we crack open the in a restaurant where it's we brought great, it. Yeah. We did not that we now it wasn't a BYOB restaurant or anything. We brought it in there and the girl is like, oh, can we have two wine glasses? She's like, for what? And he breaks out, the Wild Irish Rose bottle and like, oh, well, it's a $10 uncorking fee for opening up that bottle. It's like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. But she was nice enough to waive the $10.
Yes, because there's no cork involved.
There's no cork. You just have to twist off the cap.
Fancy, fancy. Yeah, it's a great video. You guys need to check it out. The atmosphere is great. The background noise. It's just really good. Just to go, I mean, that's great to go there with that bottle, to have that atmosphere, to taste it for the first time is phenomenal.
Yeah. So I have to say, I no complaints here with this. It does have that little tinge of that high gravity taste to it, that like that Steel Reserve, that metallic taste to it that you get on the back end of it. That makes you always know that you're drinking a high gravity. You're drinking an 8.5% malt liquor over here.
So I got to say, mine does not have any of those characteristics of a high gravity. Actually, what I get on the drink first going in is similar to the double malt.
Okay.
And at the end is just a little bitterness, but I don't get that apple or that metallic or any of that going on this one.
Yeah, it's very minimal. It's not overpowering. And I remember the first time I had this, or when I was getting it, there was one spot, and this was in, I think, 2018. One of the members, I think, of the Support Malt Liquor group on Facebook, had reached out to me because he knew I was in New Jersey. And he's like, oh, if you want the bull, he's like, I know this spot in East Rutherford by where MetLife Stadium is that has the blue bull and the gold bull, the high gravity. So I made the trip over there one day, and lo and behold, in the cooler, they had, you know, both the blue and the gold side by side. So I picked some up, and the regular classic, the blue bull, and then that's a smooth one. Great.
Oh, yeah.
And the gold does have that little bit extra, you know, like you said, like the little twang to it. Yeah. The little that, you know, you're getting that 8.5, that high gravity. Now sadly I've never had either the Red Bull, the red Schlitz, and then there was the Bull Ice too. Which I don't know if they still make those anymore, but I know the red one, I believe, is still out there, because I'll see people every now and then post something with the red cans. But it's one of those things too, where it's wondering, okay, what's going to stick around now that they, you know, it's not going through Pabst anymore. It's going through Anheuser-Busch to brew them. They're in these 25-ounce cans. We already heard all the complaints with the Colt 45. So you're just wondering, okay, what's going to happen to these?
Yeah. I haven't had the Red Bull probably since the early 90s. Now, there was a spot close to my old house that I could get the Blue Bull in 12-ounce can 12-packs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the place was called Liquor World, right next to the Double Dragon, that Chinese food restaurant. It's a combination, you know, you go over and order Chinese while they're missing it, you walk next door,
you got your
12 pack of the Blue Bull, which was in the cans, 12 ounce cans, fucking mint, baby.
Yeah,
loved it.
I was gonna say, what, and price is probably what, like nine bucks, I bet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not more at that time, not more than like 10 bucks for a 12 pack of that.
I mean, you save there and you splurge and get an extra egg roll with your company.
Yeah. I'll live the good life today. I'll get the extra egg roll, you know?
Yes. Yep. Crab Rangoons, add that to it too. You know.
Yeah, going down the list. Money. All right. Yeah, why not? Add some more.
I can say I like this better than the 40-ounce of Colt 45 we had the other day.
Yeah.
The MD 2020 is kicking in real good. I can feel it real well. I'm fighting this weather change.
I know. It's that time of year now. You're sitting here like, okay, a little stuffy. You're like, you're not sick. It's just dealing
it's
with
just something just like I got
it. It's there. You know. Just lingers. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe this is a cure.
Yeah. There you go. See, that's you said the other night about doing the little, the finishing off that pregame before bedtime. Now it's the take a couple swigs of that MD 20 spiked.
Love that. I love that taste, man. That is great.
Yeah, I know. I'm happy you finally got to try that one out there because I know you with that taste and you like that sweet wine taste. I mean, we saw how a bottle of Manischewitz when we did the Manischewitz wine challenge.
I'm not a big sweet, you know, I complain a lot about how sweet some of these malt beverages are, and it's a sweet that has the artificial sweetener taste. That's the big turnoff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do have a sweet tooth, and I can't lie. This has zero artificial sweetener taste.
Oh, you're correct. Yes.
That is 100% just natural sugars. That you can tell it. I mean, you just know it.
Yeah, I was going to say, whatever it is, whatever that flavor is, if it is real sugar or something else, it's not any of that artificial sweetener that you have.
I would really like to put this in another bottle and add a little bit of yeast to it, let it sit for another 2 weeks. And just see how much you can ramp that alcohol level up.
Yeah.
Because there's enough sugar in there that it will ferment again.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I think that would. That's at 20 now. Let's see. What can we hit? We're at 20% now. What can we get?
Yeah. I mean, I love making closet wine. I haven't done it in a long time. It might be something I need to do again. But it's so simple and easy. I mean, the hardest part about it is the weight.
Yeah.
You know, it does really well. You take, you know, white grape juice, 100% juice,
mm-hmm.
a couple cups of sugar in it, some yeast, shake it up, make sure it vents really good, put it up in a closet and leave it there. And it turns out dead on some of this taste I'm having today. It's just so... I got a great buzz. I don't know about you.
No, definitely after that, and the the few little swigs I had at the pregame that I had over here.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through this can.
Yeah,
I'm not pulling on that bottle anymore. It's I'm gonna savor it.
See, it always had. Like I say, I'm curious to see once I can get my hands on some of the new. 45 high gravity, because I said when I found the 25-ounce can of Colt 45 a few weeks back in the cooler was the high gravity next to it, but those were still all the 24-ounce cans, which I know are the old batch of that. So I'm curious to see once the new ones start hitting shelves over here. I'll have to pick it up and see because
until you brought it up last weekend or last week when we recorded live, I never even considered the thought of the 24 to 25 ounce can ratio. And I, after we got off, I had to go over and look and I got the new versions. The cans don't look any different.
They're the same. Yeah, I mean, they look the same. It's just, if you put them side by side on the ground, I mean, it's just a little bit.
Yeah, see.
Is the new cans.
I never paid attention to that or even gave it a thought. I know AB likes to do the 25-ounce cans.
Yeah. But
I just didn't put two and two together until you brought it up. And I was like, well, what's
that? Yeah, and you wouldn't know unless you're really looking. It's not like most of them, like all the 25 ounce, they all have you know, like the Natty Daddy, the big one on the top, 25 ounce, the big one, all in red along the top. And that's what they have.
Yeah.
Probably 95% of their tall boys are all that 25 ounce can, the big one, Bud Ice, whatever, the big one. But luckily kept the one thing I guess they did do good enough was keep it as classic as you could without, putting that big branding on the top of the can. Just said down here, okay, instead of a 24, it's a 25. They did the same thing with the PBR tall boys. They had the big 24s in the middle, and now it's a 25
yeah.
in the middle. So at least that's one thing they did right in the process. Now, if they would go back to the classic malt liquor logo and branding, now that would be...
Yeah.
I think that would probably, for a lot of people, would improve the taste.
Yeah, subliminally.
Exactly, because, that was the big thing. When they made the switch to these new cans and these new labels with the classic American lager since 1963, there was a big uproar in the malt liquor community when it says, it doesn't say anything on these cans anymore about it being a malt liquor other than saying, Colt45maltliquor.com on the in the fine print on the side. If they would bring back the classic logos, I think that would appease people a little bit, even if the taste wasn't exactly the same.
I was wondering if the High Gravity, it also says it's a classic lager. Mm-hmm. So it's so disappointing.
Yeah, all of these, even the can I have of the double malt here. Yeah, double up on the rich golden flavor. Colt 45 double malt keeps it gold. The real American classic lager since 1963.
Mm-mm-mm.
Sadly, and the discontinued
double malt here,
one of the vintage empty cans here from the July 5th, 21. So this one's been around. I've had this one sitting here, empty one for a while now. Like I said, one more of these left in the fridge, sealed and ready to be drank.
I did my best to hang on to what you sent me. I did my very best to hang on to what you sent me because I definitely wanted to share one with one of my good friends who was just as enthusiastic about Colt 45 as I am. And we just never could, he lives probably 200 miles away from me now and just wasn't going to happen. So I went ahead and took it for the team and drank his portion.
Yeah, but at the time, nobody knew.
Yeah,
that it was going to be gone. It was last summer in 2024 when Colt 45 said, "Okay, it was discontinued." We did a whole podcast about it. It's in the archives after we found out the news, and I could have sworn it was. I think it was prior to Memorial Day. I had just stocked up on some. I think I sent you a couple cans around that time. I know I kept some for myself because I went to the spot. I think I bought everything they had at the time. It was only like four or five cans. I think I sent you two or three cans and I kept two or three for myself. And I remember I drank one on Memorial Day in 2024. And then I could have sworn it was in July, I think, when Colt 45 does their first post in 7 years on on Instagram. And we're looking around. Okay, we see the malt liquor. We see the High Gravity.
Were we recording when we come across this news?
I don't think so. I think we found out earlier in the day. I could have sworn it was like in the afternoon when they posted it, and then I commented on the post. You commented on their post. And then they replied and said, oh, sorry, the double malt's been discontinued. And then we were like, wait. And then I think that night, I think we recorded and talked about it. Then so just over a year ago.
I knew it was a short time period.
Yeah, it was. I think it was later that day.
I mean, we have broke some news while recording.
Yeah, we have. We've done here. You didn't know that time. We went on the MD 2020 site. We found out, oh, they got the spiked. Okay, we go on and we find all these things. And speaking of new beverages, the other day, our friends over at Juice announced a new line.
You saw that?
Yeah, a new line of beverages, I guess. Some mixed cocktail beverages. Yes.
Classic cocktails
with a twist that they posted about the other day. So a couple different ones here. It's I guess it's still in the works. I know they're still pushing it out there. What I saw, it was the honey and pineapple one, which sounded very similar to the Beetlejuice.
Yeah,
out there. So it's a new line of beverages. They're calling it the Enlighten
107s.
Yeah, the Enlighten 107. Elevate your spirit, sip, savor, enlighten. So these are 10.7% ABV prepackaged cocktail beverages. They have a few different ones in these videos they've been posting out there. Paper Plane, Canarito, Cosmopolitan. Like I said, the other one I saw, which piqued my interest, was the one that was similar to the Beetlejuice there.
You know, I'm just amazed. How much attention Juice doesn't get on social media. And it's not from lack of effort. They post constantly. Adrian's great about putting up good content.
Yeah,
but this post is a day old, introducing their new beverages. It's got 9 likes and 2 comments, and that one is yours and one is mine.
One is yours and one is mine.
Yeah. And, you know, we had Adrian on the show, and he said he does all the social media for Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a phenomenal job.
I was going to say the one, the Mezcal, the grilled pineapple and hot honey.
Yes.
And I'm very curious about that.
That's a good one.
I was going to say, because we were going through and see that, the Enlighten 107. The
discovery belongs to those who seek the extraordinary. 5 expressions of flavor inspired by iconic cocktails. Born from the art of mixology, crafted with intention, designed to elevate a new light in the world of ready-to-drink cocktails.
Yeah, Cosmopolitan.
Those.
Paper Plane. See, there's that grilled pineapple and hot honey.
I know it.
The Enlighten 107.
Enlighten. If you know. Oh.
If you know, you know.
And if you don't know.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see. I mean, as we were talking about MD 2020 expanding brands, and we know that You know, Juice has their own line. Then they have the Stack malt yes. liquor, and then the Stack Silver that we tried out. Now they have this. Yeah. They have this new brand here. So, you know, trying other things. Now, I mean, the problem with Juice, and I'm sure these too, is the distribution.
Yeah,
they don't get these out to everywhere. I don't have them by me. You don't have them by you. I cross over the border to Pennsylvania.
But if you have a 7-Eleven, they have a contract with 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
to be one of their distributors or retail. And I was there. 7-Elevens up north when I was up in Ohio. And I stopped in a couple and no juice. So I don't know if it has something to do, you know, with the region, but it's so good and everybody's missing out on it.
And I'm curious to see about these new ones, these Enlightens 107s, that these are
good alcohol content.
10.7 prepackaged. Yeah. And as we've said, with juice, a lot of the flavors, they have a lot cleaner taste to them. As we say, we don't like that fake taste.
Yeah.
The over alcohol taste, like some of the Four Locos have. And of all the juices that we've had, most of them have a lot cleaner taste to them, especially when we had the Beetlejuice and the Dragon Juice, the two newest ones. Those were, you know, 14% and very smooth.
Very, very smooth. The Beetlejuice was phenomenal. And I was really blown away that they're kind of the OGs of malt beverage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, they're way before Four Loko or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just they just got screwed in the process when.
Yeah.
The whole caffeine ban happened with Four Loko and Juice.
You see this, get your ass back on this show.
It's always an open invitation over here to have you back on here to talk juice. We're going on almost a year. We did it prior to Thanksgiving last year that we had you on here to do the Beetlejuice. So the invitation is always on the table to have you here to have some juice or hey, if you know, these new beverages, you want to, you know, hook us up. You know, we're not going to complain. We're not throwing it out there.
I think he'll do it. You know, we're in the back of his mind.
We're more than happy to give them a shot and give our open and honest opinions on them here because they sound very intriguing.
Yeah.
Over here, I'd love to give them a shot and see, you know, pre-mixed cocktail beverages, 10.7%. The Enlightened 107. Check them out. If you follow the Team Juice page, you'll see the link from there, or you can follow on Instagram at Enlightened_107 to check out their new page. I mean, I guess they were at one of the beverage expos or something.
Yeah.
Last month, trying to get the word out there. So. So best of luck to them. I want to see all these things succeed and get a wider distribution out there. There's only so many times you can go into a store and see that whole row of Modelo, Cheladas, Mike's Harder. And stuff like that. Let's get a little more variety out there on the shelves. And like I said last week, when we were talking about the double malt and the store that used to have these, that there used to be such a nice variety going into those stores, and you'd have your beers, your malt liquor, you'd have your Four Loko, you'd have some, you know, Mike's Hard. So now it's just like rows of like Mike's Hard, Mike's Harder, all these flavored beverages. If it's the White Claws, the Trulies, stuff like that, but to get some of the old school stuff
back. And that was my biggest disappointment when I went into Louisville and where I found these at my old old spot, but I stopped at probably a good 15 different gas stations and shady stores and shit like that. And I swear to God, they were all exactly same mm-hmm. in the coolers. And the place where I buy this stuff doesn't have your glass door coolers. It's a freaking walk-in cooler. It's probably 70 foot long. Mm. You know, both sides just shelves of just craziness. And the people that work there are just old school Colt 45 fanatics and didn't realize that had switched to Anheuser-Busch. And being old school is like that because those guys are older than me. And they didn't know the difference. But when I went up to the counter and told them about it, they said, well, I thought there was something wrong with it. I thought there was something,
different. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's where I used to go and buy the 12-ounce bottles, 12 packs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's gone now.
Yes.
I'm sure Anheuser-Busch ain't going to bottle 12-ounce bottles of Colt 45.
Yeah, and I was going to say, going back and looking, like I got the pictures saved I have like from 10 years ago, pictures of the coolers that I would go to and take a picture of. And you look at the lineups of the beers and the malt liquors in the 40s.
Yeah.
And now you go into those stores now and it's totally different.
Yeah.
You're not getting all that old school classic like 40, stuff.
40s are almost obsolete now.
Yeah. Anything outside of a beer 40. And even those too. I mean, I go into so many stores now and there's no 40s.
Yes.
There's some like 24 ounce bottles, maybe a 32 ounce bottle of something of like the Corona. But even you go into some stores, they'd at least have a 40 of Bud or Coors.
In the last year, I've been as far as Memphis, Tennessee, Charlotte, North Carolina, almost to Cleveland, Ohio, Indianapolis, Indiana, Louisville, Kentucky, and 40s are non-existent except on very rare occasions. You know, and it's just sad. That kind of range, and I know malt liquor is regional. I should have ran into something.
Yeah, it's few and far between.
Yeah,
them and you have to go into those lower class, shady looking.
I mean, store. I went to Memphis.
I know, and you think
the whole spot.
I was gonna say the spots that you went to, you think you would have seen 40s. Like I was going out searching when I was trying to find the Colt 45, the new Colt 45 40s. I'm going into all these stores, and all the nicer stores. There's no way you're not gonna find any 40s in there, and the one store that has the 40s. Of the Colt 45, the St. Ides, Old English, is the one that has the crappy carpet on the ground that's all stained. It's been that carpet since 1979. Has the guy there with that doesn't watch where he opens the door, where he hits me in the back with it.
Yeah,
I mean that's what you get. Has the guy. The people playing the lottery in front of you as you're sitting there with the one a 40 waiting to check out. The other guy that's standing next to the register, he might work there, he might not work there. I don't know. He's eating mints out of like the big that it's like 10 cents per mint, and he's just sitting there eating mints. I'm like, what is this guy doing? Does he work here? Is he friends with the guy? I don't know what he does here. Like, that's the stores you need to get in. But even those, a lot of times, you're still striking out just because I think they're not distributing it to these places, or they're cutting back on the back end. I know constantly I hear things constantly about King Cobra, where it's like, are they making it? Are they not making it? People say they can't find it. It's like the classics keep fading away, and we try our best to keep the memories alive.
Yeah. I've got 340s of King Cobra in the fridge right now. That is the only good malt liquor I have available to me on a regular. And I'm not going to complain. I love King Cobra.
Yeah, I
I'm going to be Mr. King Cobra.
Cobra himself.
I can't be Mr. Colt 45 anymore.
Colt 45, I know. It's sad. But at least the High Gravity, though, you were happy with the Colt 45 High Gravity, right? I mean, that...
I'd be happy if they brought Magnum back. Mm. That was brewed by Miller.
That was one of the ones that got the axe, you know, 4 years ago when Miller went through. Yeah. They cut out all these dealer end brands. I never had a Magnum. That was on my list to try. Never got that one out there.
I'll lead your soul. You didn't miss much.
No, well, I'm sure.
But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure it's nothing great to write home about, but
it's like try it to. Club.
Yeah,
Country Club is a great malt liquor, but I passed it for so many years because it was just like, it wasn't Colt 45.
It's not right.
It's gone. You want it?
Yeah, it's not. It's not fancy. It's just very, very basic. Looking. I mean, I didn't get a Country Club until maybe 4 years ago.
Yeah.
When I found a 40 of it before they changed the label to a sweet lager instead of the malt liquor. Another one of the rebrandings.
When you did a shakedown on your couch and your under the seat of your car and to go in the store and get you a 40. You know, the private stock or the Country Club, that might be what you have to get that night because that's all you could shake down.
Yeah.
But if you shook down a little bit more, then you got the Old English or Colt 45.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was real life then. You know, that was the struggle we had.
Hey, and that's what we still do sometimes too. Sometimes you're like, hey, I'm just going to, what do I got? I got a dollar in my wallet, and okay, what change do I have in the console here? I'll go in there and
that's the thing that kills me now is a 40 is $4.50 or $5.
That's what we say. We're like, hey, you can. And that's what we say. We're like, hey, you can become a member on YouTube for $3.99, price of a 40.
I mean, who's going to shake down their couch and score $5 in quarters?
Yeah.
Well, it was easy to score $1.50 or $2 in a day, but $5 to shake down $5 on a hard night. I mean, come on.
That's tough.
That's the difference in, you know, 30 years. How about that?
Oh yeah,
I'm ready now.
What you could get, right? What could you get 30 years ago compared to now for the price? When you said before about the time you'd get the 40s and the tacos, on your break, and do that, and you could get that with $5 and still have change left.
$4 $4 a day allowance on, you know, it was 2 40s of 11-11. And a couple tacos. Well, shit, man. You can't get 2 40s and a couple tacos for under $20 bill.
Oh yeah. I was gonna say these days, you're looking at $3 and change. So let's see if you round up, okay, 4, 4, 8, 9, 10, maybe $15.
All right.
$16. I mean, you're close. You're going to be close to $20 for what you're getting there. You're looking at like $4 rounding up for 40s, $2 a taco.
It's just sickening. Yeah, and it's... now the podcast is going in a different direction. It's probably a good time to end it because it's just...
We... See, hey, this is a great conversation to bring up this holiday season with your yeah. friends and family.
Yeah.
Out there. Let's see. Hey, why is everything so damn expensive out there? I guess the only good thing was I think these ones here, I think this one was $1.40 for the bowl. I think I spent $1.49 for this. It was either $1.49 or $1.99 for the tall boy.
I didn't even ask price. I bought a flat of these and a flat of the regulars, two spiked MD-2020s, and I didn't ask the price. I just took it up to the counter, and it was good to see my people again because it's been a long time. This is my neighborhood store I used to go to before I moved out here.
Yeah, you got to support. And you got to support.
They recognize me. They remember me and recognize me. They should have took my picture and put it up on the wall.
Yeah, customer of the month, of the decade.
Yeah, and I would have been the only white guy ever because it's not in the best part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, hey, but you're representing out there, dedicated.
I do, and I get my respect there, and I give my respect there.
Get your respect there. We get no respect here, but that's okay. No respect here, but out there we get the respect. But hey, we were getting you guys ready for a little high gravity holiday season kickoff here on the podcast. It's November. Thanksgiving's around the corner. Christmas will be here before you know it. New Year's out there. So in your travels, if you see, you know, some MD-2020 spiked out there, you know, pick some up. Get the family definitely going on this. Up. Yeah, get your friends, definitely get your family out there on this for the holiday season. If you see it out there, pick it up. I'm sure it'll be a conversation starter to get out there when people say, MD-2020, that's still around? Yes, it's been around.
Yes.
Don't worry, guys. It's still out there. Yeah, out there. And also, if you need that little pick me up, you don't want to go MD-2020. You want that 8.5%, you want that high gravity, either get yourself some of the Bull or the Colt 45 high gravity over there. That will get you the good buzz too. If you're it's kind of like if you're drinking, you know, I don't want to say alone, but if you're drinking solo for the higher ABV, you can go with this guy over here or the high gravity Colt 45 out there. But hey,
I just realized Thanksgiving this year and every year falls on a Thursday.
Yes.
it says Hamsgiving, right?
Yes.
So I need to go out and search for hams.
Yes, ham. You need your Hamsgiving too. Yes. Turkey or your ham, whatever you eat, it's always Hamsgiving season too. I'm sure. You know, we got a few weeks to
so
go.
You got three until... weeks. 3 weeks to find your hams to join us.
Don't worry, we will. I'm sure we have a few weeks to go until Thanksgiving. I'm sure we'll do another Hamsgiving celebration as well
before then.
So that's why you got to stay tuned. You got to subscribe. You know, subscribe to the Bone Wide Bob YouTube channel. Over 12,000 subscribers and counting. We said at 20,000, I will crack open my can of the double malt Colt 45, the last one that I have here. If Roadhouse is feeling adventurous, he'll crack open that MD-2020 habanero lime over there.
I was going to say that's
worth the price of admission right there. For it. I want to see that. But hey, do us a solid. Tell your friends. Spread the word. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. Doesn't cost anything to subscribe. That's the best holiday gift we can get here this season. It's to subscribe. And if you want to join us and become a member on the YouTube channel for only $3.99 a month, You'll get some classic podcasts never seen before in video with the wonderful Lindsey Ryder, who still owes us a return to the podcast for some more Four Loko. Sarah St. Clair, I got a few others out there that will be popping up in the next few weeks. And we will have some new features for members only for the BWB Booze Hounds on the YouTube. So for $4, you can join us there. If not, just subscribe and tell your friends and spread the word. So, Roadhouse, anything else you want to say?
Hey, listen, I've said enough tonight.
Said enough there. We got he's got that MD 2020 spiked going
flowing through my veins.
His veins over there. So do us a solid. Spread the word. The best of the worst in cheap booze is right here on the Bum Wine Bob YouTube channel. He's Roadhouse. I am Bum Wine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers. Motherfuckers!
I need a beer.